halacha. Everybody is going to learn a phrase. You may know it already. If not, we'll learn it now. When you buy people, when you're in a place and they're benching the mezumen, there's a zimun and you haven't eaten or drank anything. The Mishnah Berurah says you haven't drank either. It means not a revius. If you haven't drank a revius or you haven't eaten a kazayas, and you hear the mezamein saying Nevorech Shachal Mishalo, you're supposed to respond, and you should learn this by heart. The Baruch. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not have the word who. The Mishnah Berurah says Baruch Umavorach Shemo. Our minag, I believe, is to say who. Baruch Hu Umavorach Shemo Tamid Yolam Voed. That's the response of someone who has not eaten or drank, and you hear the Mavorech. Talking about you hear the mezamein. You hear the mezamein saying, "Nevorech shachal mishalo, unevorech elokeinu shachal mishalo." So you answer, "Baruch umevorech shemo tamid yilam," or "Baruch umevorech shemo tamid yilam vaed." Or if there's 10 people there, you say, "Baruch elokeinu." You're not part of the zimun. There has to be 10 without you, but you say, "Baruch elokeinu umevorech shemo tamid yilam vaed." So you say that a couple times till you learn it by heart. Baruch Hu Mavorach Shemo Tamid Yolam Ba'ed, or Baruch Elokeinu Umavorach Shemo Tamid Yolam Ba'ed. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you also answer Amen when the people are saying, let's say that they're saying Baruch Shechal Nishlot Vochayinu. You answer Amen to their statement, according to the Mishnah Berurah. You also answer Amen to the Mezamein, who repeats and says, Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tzolchinu. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, and in Halacha Pesukah time, we always pass on like the Mishnah Berurah, we say, you're saying Baruch Hu Mavorach Shemo Tamid Yolam Bo'ed, and you're saying Amen, and Amen again. You're only going to, and even if you end at the same time as the people saying Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tzolchinu, it's considered like you ended at the din is always, if you finish a bracha at the same time that someone finishes a different bracha, you may answer Amen on his bracha. Even though it may look like you're answering Amen to your own bracha, but you're answering Amen on a different bracha, as long as it's not the same bracha. So here also, it's considered a different bracha, because it's a different nusach. So you're saying Baruch Mavorach Shemo Tamid Yolam Ba'ed. He's saying Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tzolchinu. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you answer Amen, and you again answer Amen when the Mezamein repeats Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tzolchinu.